you want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. How is everyone? We are back once again. I hope you guys have had a great week as we wrap up summer, right? It's about to be fall, y'all, tomorrow. And I'm here back with you, your Fitness Revolution with Shay, your wellness guru. So I'm excited to be back. We're going to talk about some things and get a little deep today about wellness, right? So first, we always want to make sure that we are talking about the great things that we're connected to here on the Shaletta Makes Me Laugh Network, which is amazing. So, I know you guys heard me talk about this, that, you know, Minneapolis holds a special place with entrepreneur and designer Houston White. It's where he got his start. So whether it's launching the Get Down Coffee Company or his new Houston White for a Target collection, Houston makes immense pride in giving back and inspiring those around him. Watch Houston discuss turning passions into reality and the importance of lifting the community up on Target's exciting content series, Black Beyond, now playing on youtube.com/Target. So with that being said, I really wanted to hone in on wellness, right? As we talk about the fitness revolution, I'm always talking about fitness, wellness, and nutrition, that I really feel you need all three of those components to be well. And for those that are watching, whether you're Black or White, I am going to hone in on the Black community due to the rise of suicide rate in our communities and throughout the United States. And, you know, this really hit home for me. I personally have never had a friend or relative commit suicide, but as I'm watching social media, I'm seeing our youth, right? Whether it's children at age 10 or 13, or someone young and right in the height of their life at 24 committing suicide. And I thought about it and it was like, what can I do to help make an impact on this? And I guess the first thing I thought was to understand it. I never want to condemn anyone on this, right? On their journey, because we're all going through something. But also hone in on what is exactly happening. What are the issues pertaining to this situation that are making, you know, Black men and women kill themselves? It's just like deep breath, right? So, I did some research, so I thought my awareness and bringing it to light and talking about this, having, you know, courageous conversations around this and seeing where it starts. So as we all know, social media is around us. It's not going away. It's growing from everything from Twitter to Facebook to LinkedIn to Instagram. So with all that being said, and TikTok, right? I thought that's probably where it's starting, right? Social media. And sure enough, when I did my research, that was the initial thing, was social media. What I realized is people are looking at social media and comparing their lives to it and not realizing sometimes that most times that is not reality. Right? People are putting up a facade sometimes for the gram, as they call it, right? And they're not putting that day-to-day hustle or what's really going on behind the scenes. It's easy to put a filter on. And so from everything from thinking you have to look a certain way, from the BBLs to the Botox to the, you know, the facelifts to anything, they're just really comparing their lives to that. And I just want to give this message that social media is a great tool, right, for business. It's free marketing. It's I think it's amazing to use this to leverage across the world. As we saw, we came together through COVID. So I really think that that's great that we use that. I use it myself. But I want everyone to know, whether you are Black, Brown, Asian, Hispanic, whatever you are, that please do not compare your life to social media. It's not reality, right? It's something that we can put information out, but we also can add to it, cover it, filter it, and not really tell the real story. And to compare your life to that and then think that you're not worthy to be you is just devastating to me. So I want you to know, if you're watching this, you are worthy and that social media does not define you. So that's the number one thing. I wanted to start with that. And then in the Black community, the mental health stigma, right? So as we know, most times Black people do not have the space. And when I say space, the space in the world to feel comfortable to say, I am not okay, right? As I always say, it's okay to not be okay. You can't be okay every day. But when we say that, that shows a sign of weakness, right? That is put on us, that stigma that we're weak. So in the Black community, to go to a therapist or a life coach or talk to your boys at the barbershop or at a game. And, you know, I know I've seen it. Oh, man, you'll be all right. Shake that off. Go have a drink. Let's go do this. But they're not all right. Right. You're not all right. And I've seen that happens. So once again, I want you to know that it's OK to not be OK. And that is not our end. That is not our stigma that we have to not be OK. We have to be OK. Pardon me, all the time. We're not. And that's OK. Next is the access to treatment, right? So I was doing some research, and myself, I'll speak about this. To keep balance in my life, I'm a life and wellness coach. I run multiple businesses. I'm a mother. I'm a girlfriend. I'm a sister. I need balance. So I myself seek therapy just to keep balance, sometimes to get something off my chest to, you know, a non-biased person that's here to actually listen, help me figure out the next steps and heal, right? And I realized the lack of, you know, a lot of people don't have access to things, right? As I always say, accessibility, you know, is key, right? So, A, if you don't have insurance, then how are you going to have access? Because you probably won't even know where to go. And living in Minnesota, I've heard multiple people and multiple people come to me, how can I get a Black therapist, right? Because I understand. You want someone that's going to understand your journey and what you're going through. And so it's like, I would like to speak with a Black woman or a Black man that is a therapist. And it's hard, right? And so it's one of those things I realize in a lot of communities that is not available, nor do they have the know-how how to reach out. So I want you to do this. If you are looking for a therapist, Google, if you're looking for a Black therapist or some type of therapist that would be affordable therapy, Black therapist, you know, and us on Shaletta Makes Me Laugh, we have Lambert Fisher, right? We have three therapists. Pardon me. We have Lambert Fisher, Brandon Jones, and Anissa Keys. So we have three right here that can help you or your youth to get to that next level if you want someone to talk to. And I love that. Therapy is your friend. It is not something that you should be ashamed of, and it should be something that you have access to. So if you're looking for those three, go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and you'll be able to reach out to them. Another thing is race and discrimination. Well, we know what's happening here in the U.S., right? We cannot cover up, and we cannot pretend it's not happening. Nor can we brush it underneath the rug and say we're okay when we're not. We are continuously being traumatized and then not dealing with it, right? We can't just shake it off and have a backyard party. We can't just shake it off and go on vacation, because every day we are faced with that. And that makes people sad. It makes them frustrated. It makes them infuriated with life and what's going on, that every day. And a lot of people don't realize that. But I mean, we are faced with, you know, discrimination and racism every day, every day. And so it goes into the next thing, exposed to violence, right? If you are always in a violent situation, what I mean by that, I'm going to give you an example. I, not too long ago, went to Costco, right? Walked into Costco, and here I am, and six people walk in front of me in, all white. Right? No one asks them for their Costco ID. So here's the thing. I never have a problem showing anything, but I need the same treatment from everyone. So I get stopped. Can I see your ID? I said, absolutely not. He goes, why not? I go, because you did not ask the first six people that in front of me who are all white. So I was going about my merry way because that is fair. And he grabbed my arm. So right there, that's the beginning of violence, right? So right now you told me that, first of all, I have to do something that you did not implement before. And now you've caused violence by grabbing me. Now, if I turn around and hit him, that's going to be a very violent, unsafe situation for me, because next thing you know, police are going to be called. That, can you imagine holding that all the time? People that live like that in those environments. And I understand that, right? So it made me understand why people are suicidal. That's too much to carry in you and not being able to release. As I always say, exhale, right? How do you live with that? How do you heal from the inside out when you are constantly looking at social media that's saying you're not good enough, right? From our hair that people have compared us to, but now it's cool. And it's cool for someone else to wear it that is non-white. So now you're trying to get that look. From the mental health that we have to be okay all the time, to the no access to treatment, to having race and discrimination, to always being exposed to violence. And when I realized that those are five major components that are making people suicidal, it made me understand what's happening. So to our youth who are out there, know that it's okay to not be okay. To the Black man out there, we love you. We value you. And to the Black woman, you are strong. You are resilient. And you too, it's okay to not be okay. And once again, if you do not have access to help, please look at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. We have three wonderful therapists on there, or Google a therapist in your community. Google free therapy and see if you have access. I hope this was informational to you. I hope it helps you. I hope you know that you are loved and that in this moment, it's just a moment. And please look up to the sky and be thankful and grateful for where you are and where you're headed. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. And this is Shay from the Fitness Revolution, your wellness guru. Have a blessed day.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And Internet Essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride in being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
Looking for a meaningful career with great pay and great benefits? Want to be part of something bigger? Here's your chance. Union Pacific Railroad is hiring train crew members in the Twin Cities area, now offering hiring incentives up to $15,000. No previous railroad experience is needed. We provide all the essential training, and you can get a free college education while working. Get your career on the right track with Union Pacific and apply today at up.jobs/Minnesota. That's up.jobs/Minnesota.
There's a new way to get around in North Minneapolis. It's Metro Transit Micro, a new ride-sharing service that connects you with Metro Transit bus routes or wherever you need to go on the north side. It's convenient, affordable, and accessible. Metro Transit Micro uses minibuses to reach more neighborhoods, and you'll have shorter wait times. It costs just the same as bus routes, and it's easy to use. You can pay your fare in cash, a go-to card, or the Metro Transit app. Just go to metrotransit.org/micro. Download the app and create your account. It's really simple. So whether you're going to a friend's house in Bryn Mawr to watch the Vikings game, or you need to get dropped off at the Metro C Line station to hop on a bus to get to work across town, Metro Transit Micro got you covered. Book a ride, get picked up, and get where you need to go. Start riding today on one of the new Metro Transit Micro minibuses.
48 million Americans and 640,000 Minnesotans care for older parents and loved ones with disabilities, like my three autistic kids. We are the backbone of America's care system, but Lord knows we face a lot of challenges, which is why it's so important that we know what's at stake in this upcoming election. Join me and my friends from AARP on Wednesday, October 5th at noon. We're hosting an informational workshop online about what's at stake for family caregivers this election year. Sign up to be a part of this important virtual conversation at aarp.org/mn. Together, we'll work to make sure family caregivers have our voices heard.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.